We're on Daf Vav Amid Beis, and we were learning the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have two batim, Mishnei Tzidei, Rishus Harabim, the area of Rishus Harabim that goes between these two batim is actually on a Daraisa level a Rishus HaYochid, because it is surrounded by two machitzos. The facade of one house and the facade of the other. And the Rabbanon, in order to allow you to take from one house to the other across Rishus HaRabim, we need one of two possibilities, either Lechi Mikan v'Lechi Mikan. So we said those are the two, you put up two Lechis on the two extreme sides of the house, right, facing Rishus HaRabim, or Korah Mikan, Korah Mikan, and then there's a Korah at the beginning of the two houses on this side, another Korah at the end of those two houses on the other side, and then you're allowed to carry from one house to the other. And that's what we have over here. In the note, he asks, Madu etzorech shal lechi asheni yedafka betzido asheni shal oso bayis. So everything that we explained here is based on Rashi, and you need both lechis to be on the facade of the same house. Why can't he have it like sort of on a diagonal, meaning he could have one lechi on this side, we'll call it the south side, and then he could have another lechi on the north side, but on the other house. Why do they both have to be on the same house? So he says the following. Omnam yachol aniach salechi hasheni b'kzeh abayis hasheni. Rashi would admit that you could put the second lechi at the edge of the house on the other side of the Rishus HaRabim. Ela kavanas Rashi lashmiach chidush. Rashi wants to tell me, Af im yaniach salechi besof oso bayis shiniach b'kitzewa achris salechi rishona, even if he puts both lechis on the same house, in front of the same house, sheba ofen ze nire kisholsh mechitzos mechubaros mikomakom. Just one second, maybe I'm not reading this right. El kavonis Rashi lashmiach chidush. She'af im yaniach es halechi b'sof oso bayis she'iniach b'kotzeu acher es halechi harishona. Oh, I see. What he's saying here, if I understand correctly, is that we cannot lose focus. This brisa that we're studying today, and we started yesterday, is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there are two mechitzos to set up Rishus HaYochid. The Chachamim reject this whole brisa, because they hold you're dealing with the Rishus HaRabim. Two mechitzos cannot create a Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, the Rabbanon, even if you put up these two lechis, would still prohibit you from carrying from the house to the house, because you're taking it into Rishus HaRabim. Rashi wants to tell you a chiddush. You might think that if he puts the two lechis on the same side, and we'll have to explain why, but let me just get the facts on the ground. You might think that in that case, the Rabbanu would agree that you have here Rishus HaYochid. Im yaniach es halechi besof oso bayis sheiniach b'kotzeu achres halechi arishona b'ofen zed nireh kisholosh mechitzos mechubaros. Okay, if I can figure out those words, then I'll be a clever camper here. Nireh kisholosh mechitzos mechubaros. You just think for a second. Nira kisholosh mechitzos mechuvaros. So let me just talk this out. He's saying that according to the Chachamim, you need a third mechitza. And we don't have a third mechitza. Rashi wants to tell you, even in this case, you don't have a third mechitza. Even in the case where the two lechis are positioned in front of the same house, from one edge of the house to the other, nevertheless, you still don't have a third mechitza. And there was a havamina here. The Rashi wants to tell you chiddush. You might think that those two lechis set up a mechitza. So again, the best I can do here, I'm not sure I understand this well, is to say that when you have two lechis that are parallel one to the other on the same line, then we could connect those two lechis and form an imaginary mechitza between them. So what do I have over here? I've got a house on my right, a house on my left, so I have two mechitzas. Let's call that west and east. What I need is a third mechitza, either in the north or in the south, if you follow me, either forward or backwards, whichever way you want to call it. If you have two lechis that are parallel to each other, they could form a mechitza. Let's just think exactly how that would be. Because I would view the lechi as if it's going... Yeah, that's it. I'm going to view the lechi as if it's going... Again, I don't know if this helps anybody unless you have the picture in front of you that I have. It's as if it's going from the right to the left. You know, from east to west.
Diagonally.
No, that's the point. You see, again, I'm not sure if we're using the same... If, you know, it's all a question of how you associate with a word. I use the word diagonally to refer to a line that goes, you know, up and down, as opposed to across. So what I'm talking about is not a diagonal. If he would have put one lechi on this edge of this house, and another lechi on the edge, the forward edge of the other house, that would be what I call a diagonal. So I don't know if we can use this.
I agree with
you. Oh, okay, good. As long as the words mean the same. He's saying that a diagonal would not form a mechitza. I would not even have a havamina to generate a third mechitza with a diagonal. I would have a havamina to set up a third mechitza if I have two lechis on the same side. Because then each lechi would move, again, I call it from the right to the left. I don't know if that helps you, but if you like, call it from left to the right. I don't care. But it goes from one side across the Rishus Rabin to the other side. And
who's
now that I have two... What do you say?
Who's talking now? I came late, so who's talking now?
Honestly, you know, the names, if you push me on the names, just one second, it's called the Minchas Areva. You know, if I had time, I would look it up. Whenever I quote the footnote in the Masifta, unless I quote a name, then it means that I don't even know who it is. But it's irrelevant, because I'm interested only in the content, not in the name.
Okay.
So next time I meet the Minchas Areva on the street, I'll ask him for, you know, to forgive me for not mentioning his name, you know.
Okay.
So again, the Minchas Areva here that he quotes has only four words. That I'm building a whole castle in the sky here. He says, Ba'ofen zeh nireh kisholosh mechitzos mechubaros. And again, just the facts on the ground is that when you have these two lechis on the same side, the two edges of the house on the same side, then he says it looks like you're getting a third machitza. And you would think that the Rabbanon in this case would agree that you could carry because you already have a third machitza. So I was just trying to construct, you know, fill in the missing pieces here, why that would look like a machitza. And I suggested that perhaps each lechi could be viewed as an imaginary machitza that goes across from right to left. And that would mean that in addition to the two machitzos, you now have a machitza on the north side and on the south side. So you've got one on the, what I call the east, and the other on the west, and then you have one in the north and one in the south. That was the Havamina, and that's why Rashi told me that nevertheless it would not cut the mustard for the Rabbana and the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So let's see where we're up to now. Just in terms of where we want to start reading the Gemara, we're on the Vav Amid Beis, and we are reading the Chi Tema, and that's line 4. So just keep a finger on the place, 4 lines down from the top, the Chi Tema. Let's just summarize where we're holding. We started with a Braisa, and this Braisa was formulated by Chananya, and Chananya is talking about that corridor between two rows of houses. The corridor is Rishus HaRabim. He's got Beit Shammai, who's got a delis at the entrance into this corridor, another delis at the other entrance. You lock the door behind you, blah, blah, blah. And then he has the Tanakama, and he has Beis Hillel. So again, according to Beit Shammai, we need a delis here and a delis there. According to Beis Hillel, we need a delis here and a lechi there. And then we have the sheet of the Tanakama, and the Tanakama says that you need a Tzuras HaPesach here at the beginning of this corridor, and you need a Lechi at the end of the corridor. Now, that's what we have. So now the Gemara is saying, wait a minute, I don't get it. We only have the rows of houses on each side of this corridor that are creating a machitza. So we have two machitzos. And we just finished saying that if you have a Rishus HaRabim between two rows of houses, then there's no, the Chachamim, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no way that you can make an Erev on a Rishus HaRabim. Now again, according to Beit Shammai, we're okay, because Beit Shammai has a delis at the beginning of this corridor and a delis at the end, and both delosos are locked. And if both delosos are locked, you have virtually have 4 mechitzos. But if you go to Tanakama, you only have a Tzuras HaPesach. We don't assume that a Tzuras HaPesach could create a mechitza. Maybe we'll change that at some point, but at least now that's our premise. And even according to Beis Hillel, we're not so sure. Basil's a little bit on the ambiguous side. I mean, they do have a delis at one end, so maybe they have a third mechitza. I don't know. So now this says v'chi tema bekachu delo ma'arva habitlosos mi'arva, and this is the last gemara that we were studying yesterday. Maybe you'll argue that in the Mishnah, in the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda, there we have no dlosos, we have no doors at all. But here in our I call it the Chananya Braisa, or the corridor between two rows of houses, there we have a delis. Now, again, this is not going to help me for the Tanakama, because he has a Tzuras HaPesach. Again, maybe the Gemara is suggesting that a Tzuras HaPesach is like a Delis. We'll hold off on that question for a minute. But certainly, according to Beis Hillel, Then we do have Dlosos, we have a Delos at one end, according to Beit Shammai on both ends. So now the question is, can we rely on this Delos to create a Rishus HaYochid, meaning to add a third Mechitza? And that would justify why Beis Hillel would say that you could carry in this corridor, because at one end of the corridor you have a Delos, and at the other end you put up a Lechi. The only problem is that we're going to prove from Yerushalayim that a Delos could only serve as a Mechitza if there are two Dlosos at the two ends of the Rishus HaRabim and they're absolutely locked at night. Those are the requirements. One Delos just will not do it for us. That's what we're going to try to prove now, based on a statement of Rabbah Bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim, Il mole dlososeo nin olos balayla, chayoven alem mishum rishus harabim. So this statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan tells me that there's a derech rishus harabim that takes you from the beginning of Yerushalayim till the end of Yerushalayim. You'd be chay for carrying in that rishus harabim a chatos, if not for the fact that you have dlosos nin olos balayla. So in order to remove the status of Rishus HaRabim, we need dlosos on both ends of this Rishus HaRabim, and in addition we need that they are locked at night. And now we get to Beis Hillel, which Beis Hillel only required a delos at the entrance into this corridor, one Delos, and a Lechi and Korah at the end of the corridor. And if we would ask about Tanakama, that's even more problematic, because the Tanakama says that I don't even need a Delos at all. It's enough that I have a Tzuras HaPesach. So that's the Gemara now. That's where the Gemara is holding. Okay. Now what I'd like to learn with you is a summary of the Rishonim here on this sugya, and we'll begin with a summary of Rashi. What is the significance, or call it the mechanics, of closing the two doors that are at the beginning and at the end of this Rishus HaRabim? So he says the following: Kishinolim es hadlosos naseis kol ha'ir kechatzir shel rabim. So we're introducing a new concept. That seems to be the nature of the game when you learn Erevin. And that's called a Chatzir Shel Rabim. We have to add it to our lexicon. I'm just going to underline it in my Gemara. A Chatzir Shel Rabim. Now, you know, normally we think of a chatzer as a courtyard that's common to two or three houses. But now we have a courtyard that's common to all the houses in the city. And that's called a chatzer shel rabim. Now, with regard to a chatzer, we have an eruv, which is called an eruv chatzeros. And by locking the two doors, or at least at night, we create a Chatzir Shel Rabim, and as a result, we can make an Erev Chatzeros. Now again, let's not go into the details right now about how to create an Erev Chatzeros. He says, as a result of the Erev Chatzeros, Nitan Letaltel B'Shabbos B'chol Ha'ir. Now you're allowed to carry anywhere in the city. Avalim Lo Irvo, if they didn't make this Erev Chatzeros, then Nechsheves Ha'ir Ki Karmelis. Kimavur B'Sugil Alon Kuf Aleph. So it means that if there was no Erev Chatzeros and you carried in the city, you'd be in violation of Tiltul B'Karmelis. Okay. That's point number one. So we'll keep that in mind as we go through the sugya. Now, point number two. We see from Rabbi Yochanan that in order to undermine or neutralize the status of the city as Rishus HaRabim, we need that the two Dlosos be locked at night. And therefore, what are we going to do with Beis Hillel in the case of the corridor, who only requires one Delos? Now, Rashi indicates that the Gemara is not asking why does Beis Hillel, Madua Beis Hillel Omru Shadel Srichalios Nu'ula Balaila. According to Rashi, the thrust of the Gemara's problem is not, you know, Nu'ulos, you know, Beis Hillel, why don't you mention this condition that the door is locked? That's not what bothers the Gemara. Why? Because Yitochen, it's possible, Sha'omnam Kavanas Beis Hillel Shadel Srichalios Nu'ula. In other words, Beis Hillel didn't say one way or the other. So you could always, you know, if you need to, you could push it in, and Beis Hillel is saying that the Dalsos are locked. Ella, but so what is the Gemara's objection here, the Kasha? Madu Beis Hillel ain't sorry, le Beis Hillel ain't sorry, b'shtei Dalsos. V'day b'delis achas b'tzad echad, v'lechi okor b'tzad sheni. Beis Hillel should be requiring two Dalsos at the two ends of the card. Now he quotes Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Veha Omar, which is the next to last Tosfos on the Amud. And he says, Mashma Shaladas HaMakshon Gam B'mikra Shal Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rish Tzorabim Yesh Tzorech B'shtei Dlosos Deles Achas B'chol Kivun. Now, if I understand this correctly, what Tosfos is saying is that according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, in the Brisa of Tu Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, in order to carry into this Rishus HaRabim, you would need to actually set up doors that close off Rishus HaRabim on both edges of the Batim. And Tosfos is bothered by this. V'kosher halok sheyesh delos achas memeli yesh sholosh mechitzos yachanim mechitzos abatim hamokom nasim shesayoch v'day b'lechi v'korim mitzad sheni loma sover amakshin shetzorch od delos b'tzad sheni. Now I'm not sure why does Tosfos ask his kasha on the brisa of Rabbi Yehuda. I would have asked this kasha on the brisa of Chananya. Why does the Gemara assume that according to Beis Hillel, it's not enough to have one delis? Shouldn't that delis serve as a third machitza, which would set up a Rishus HaYochid D'oraisa? So I can't answer that, but be that as it may, let's see Tosfos' answer. Tirtzu, Shetzorach lomar l'shitas Rashi shomna b'sholosh mechitzas gemuros nasa amok rishus tayochid avak shemachitza achas he deles ein day b'kach v'tzorach deles gam beruach revius. So again, we're introducing now new terminology for a change, right? What's the new terminology? Tosus is differentiating between a deles and a mechitza. And a mechitza is a wall, a permanent wall. A deles is a door that opens and closes. And that's not a mechitza gemura. Really, you know, I would have said, you know, is she pregnant or is she not pregnant? You know, either it's a mechitza or it's not a mechitza. But Tosus is saying there's this, twilight zone mechitza, which is a mechitza, but it's not a mechitza gemura. It's not like a healthy mechitza. Again, how that works, I have no clue. And that's called a delis. A delis is not a mechitza gemura. And the nafkamina is that if you want to take a rishus harabim and transform it into a rishus hayachid, it's not enough to get a deles, you need two dlosos. So two dlosos equals one mechitza. And now he tries to explain. So he has a paragraph now to try to justify Tosus. And here, by the way, Don, since you're interested in names, here's a name that I am familiar with, which is very rare. And that's the Divrei Yechezkel. His name was Bornstein. He was a Rashiv in the Mir back in Litta. Deles nechsheves lemechitza af im eina ne'ula mishum shehaderech hi shemakom sagur Yeshlo Pesach Liknisa Uliatsia. Because when you close off something, you still want to leave an entrance. I mean, you can't just close it off. Obviously, people have to go in and go out. Ukshadeles Niftachas Nasekan Pesach Velo Siluk Mechitza. In other words, you and I could have said that when you open the door, the mechitza is gone. Which would, by the way, be a problem on Shabbos to open up doors, because you're not allowed to remove a mechitza on Shabbos. Okay, so it's not a removal of mechitza, but rather, it's a Pesach. So you have a mechitza with a Pesach in it. That's okay, right? We've discussed this many times. You know, like, for example, when we were learning about a mavui, we had a Pesach into the mavui, and that doesn't break down the mechitza of that kosa. You can have many psachim, right? The ulam kol zebetnai shamakom mukov b'sholosh mechitzos milvad hadeles. So if you have three mechitzos, now you have a deles. The deles is called a Pesach, and it's the fourth mechitza. Ubi'esh ha-deles skura v'amokom sagur mikol tzdadov. So then you have four mechitzos. Avol im yesh la-mokom rak shtei mechitzos. If you only have two mechitzos, milvad ha-deles, and now you want to create a third mechitza from the deles. Ubi'esh ha-deles skura Hamakom sagur mikol tzdadav. Just 1 second. Well, what's going on? Omnam kol zevet tonight shamakom muka b'sholosh mechitzos. So again, if you have three mechitzos, and now you have a deles, so as a result, when you close that door, the area is completely closed in on all four sides. And then we could consider that deles as a mechitza, even when it's open, because when it's open, it's called a Pesach. Avol im yesh l'makom rak shtei mechitzos bilvad hadeles. But if you have only two mechitzos, now you have a third deles. V'gam kisheh hadeles ne'ula, even when you close the door. Hamakom eino sagur, the place is not completely enclosed. Lefishu parutz beruach achas. You only have two mechitzos and the delis, and it's open on the other side. Oz the psichas adelis lo nasakan pesach el siluk mechitza. Which again, I have a problem with that, because how you open it, how are you going to allow you to open the door on Shabbos? I don't know. I'm not sure the answer to that question. Is b'makom zeh tzarich lios makom shtei dlosos la'makom shtei dlosos she'oz she'shteim skuros ha'makom sosam v'yos chaleim toras deles le'choshev kimechitza gam k'sheim psuchos. Wow. On both sides, this is something something pretty sensational. Remember I told you before that I couldn't comprehend the status of Adelis as this ambiguous twilight zone. It is a mechitza, but it's not a mechitza. So for example, Tosis says if you have three mechitzos kiburos and a deles, then that deles will function as a mechitza. But if you have only two mechitzos kiburos and a deles, then the deles could not be considered a mechitza. And I asked you the question, either the delis is a machitza or it's not a machitza. So the Divrei Yechezkel says the following. The issue of a delis, what's the status of a delis, is dependent upon the following. Are we dealing with a door when it's open, it's no longer a machitza, or when the door is open, it's called a Pesach. And if it's called a Pesach, it still has the status of a Mechitza. And he says, this depends upon whether the Makom is Sagur or not. Whether the place is completely enclosed. And he says the following. If you have three Mechitzos, three mechitzos, and a delis, then even when that delis is open, we see that as a temporary opening and an entranceway into the Rishus HaYochid. You have three mechitzos, which makes up Rishus HaYochid. Now you have a delis, and we can view that delis when it's open as a Pesach. It's an opening and entrance into the Rishus HaYochid. But if I only have two Dlosos, I'm sorry, start again. If I only have two Mechitzos, now I put up a Deles in the third side. When I open that Deles, then the area is completely open on one side, because I only have two Mechitzos and a Deles. In such a case, that deles, when it's open, is no longer viewed as a Pesach, but rather I open and I remove the mechitza. It's no longer a mechitza. Why? Because a deles can only be upgraded to the status of a mechitza if the following condition is met. Namely, that when that deles is closed, it encloses the area and there's no way of getting in. There are no other entrance ways. Means you have three mechitzos. Now you put up a delis in the fourth side. When that delis is closed, the place is completely sagur, right? It's closed. Now I have three mechitzos and a delis. When I open the delis, that's called a Pesach. But if I only have two mechitzos, such that even when the door is closed in the third side, I still have access through the fourth side, because that has no delis nor a mechitza, then the delis is no longer considered a mechitza. A delis could only be considered a mechitza, I could upgrade it to the status of mechitza, if the condition is that when closed, the area is enclosed. So that's the Divrei Yechezkel. Now Tosis quotes a Ri that's on the fourth line of Tosis Divrei Maskil V'Omar, he says there are other Rishonim who agree with the Ri. Shakushi Madua B'Yerushalayim Hitzrichu Shadalsos Tiena Ne'ulos, we have to lock the doors. V'ilu Beis Hillel Lo Tzienu B'Divreim Shadal Tzrichu Yosnu B'Lail. So again, this was the pshat that we raised earlier and we rejected it. You know, we said that the fact that Beis Hillel did not add this proviso that the Delos has to be locked, no proof. Maybe that's what Beis Hillel had in mind. Says the Ri, no. Beis Hillel completely drops the requirement of Delos Ne'ula B'Laila. Because if you read Beis Shammai, Beit Shammai said, Delos Mikan, Fidelis Mikan, Ukshu Yotze V'Nichnas Noel. Right? Beit Shammai went out of his way to emphasize that he locks the door behind him. Beis Hillel didn't add that stipulation. So the Ri learns that that's what the Gemara is asking over here. So wait a second. So what about asking the Kasha from the fact that there are, in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan points out, there are two Dlosos? Lo Hiksha Gemara Mimasha B'Yerushalayim Itzrichu Delas L'Kol Echad Miroshe Rishus HaRabim V'Yilu Beis Hillel Dai B'Del Sachas V'Yivnei Sheborur Shedai b'delos achas b'rosh echad shel rishus harabim kevan shebekach yesh rishus harabim sholosh mechitzos u'min ha'torah dinah k'rishus ha'yochid. But what about Yerushalayim? You have v'dai litzido hasheni b'lechi o b'kor u'mashin iskar b'gemar d'losos b'loshin rabim u'mishum sheb Yerushalayim hoyu harbe Mivuos ka'ela utzricha deles l'chol echad mehem. Wow. If you read Rabbi Yochanan says il mole dal sosea in the ulos balayla, and dal sosea we interpreted, and that's Rashi's pshat here, that it means the dalsos at the very beginning of this long avenue and the dalsos at the end of the avenue. Name says the Ri, the word dalsos really means one delos, but the reason why it says it in plural is because there are a whole bunch of avenues in Yerushalayim. There's not just one avenue. So he uses the plural to indicate that each one of those avenues needs a delos, but it only needs one delos, and at the end, the other end, it needs a lechi and a korah, which is really the same as Beis Hillel. The only difference is that Rabbi Yochanan requires that delos is locked at night, and Beis Hillel doesn't require that it be locked at night. So that's the Ri. So I've also said we really have two different approaches to understand what the Gemara's kasha, what was the Gemara's contradiction here between this brisa of Chananya, and specifically Beis Hillel in Chananya, and Rabbi Yochanan. One approach is that Rabbi Yochanan clearly requires two delosos, and Beis Hillel suffices with one delos. Now we worked very hard to understand what the status of that delos is. Is it a mechitza? Is it not a mechitza? And the other approach is that the Gemara was bothered by the fact that Beis Hillel did not require that we lock the delos at night. So I suspect that this Ri that we just learned has very, very long arm repercussions, because the Ri is saying that a delos is a third mechitza, but the proviso is that delos is locked at night. It almost sounds like in order to create a Rishus HaYachid out of a public thoroughfare, you're going to need that at least one part of the day, and not an hour, but a major chunk of the day, the area is closed off. But just one second, what do you mean the area is closed off? According to the Ri, we only have one delis. Just one second. Just one second. I just have a problem here in my mathematics. Madu Yishlaim Itzrichu Shed Tlalsos Tiyanu Ulos Vilu Beisilo Tziyanu. And now he quotes the Ritva Shlohuksha Vigemara Mimash Yishlaim Itzrichu Delos Lechol Echem Mirashe this Dai Bedelos Achas Mishum Shed Borur Shed Dai Bedelos Sas Mirosh Echad Shorishus Arabim Chimkaj Yishus Arabim Shalsh Mechitzos. And that's enough. B'day letzid Hashemi b'lechi o b'korah. I don't get it. So why, according to this explanation, why do you need dalsos ne'ulos balayla? It's really strange. You've got an avenue that cuts through the entire city, and it's a clear-cut Rishus HaRabim. And Rabbi Yochanan says that as long as you lock the door at night, what's on the other end? A lechi or a korah? That doesn't make any sense to me. You see, if you're talking about two dlosos, two ends of this avenue, and they have to be locked at night, I begin to appreciate what the function or the accomplishment of locking it at night is. By locking it at night, at least for 12 hours, it's an inaccessible area. Can't get in from here, and you can't get in from here. But if it's only one delis, so what do you gain by locking it at night?
It becomes a mechitza. That's the third mechitza.
Ah, let's think about that. It becomes a mechitza. See, I'm a little bit influenced by the Divrei Yechezkel that we mentioned before of Yechezkel Bornstein, because he says that a delis has a very questionable status, and even though you lock the door, that doesn't necessarily make it into a mechitza unless it encloses the area on all four sides. But you're saying that the Ri is not bound by that. You know, that's a very good explanation for Tosfos and Rashi before Tosfos, that the Gemara's kasha was, why doesn't Beis Hillel require two delosos? And then you could say that if you have... just one second. So that according to Rashi, let me just go over this one more time. The kasha is that you should require two delosos, b'shnei rasheha. And Demar is not asking about Ne'ula Balayla. And the Gemara is asking, why is it that you don't need two Dlosos? And one Delos is enough, with a Lechi and a Korah at the other side. Now, if he has a... So Lechora, Satotsis's Kasha was... That what? That if you have two mechitzos and a delis, if we assume that delis is a third mechitza, so that should be enough to create a Rishus HaYachid. That should be enough to create a Rishus HaYachid. Why should we need two dlosos? So Tosus answers that there's this quasi-status of the delis, and it cannot become and serve as a mechitza if there's only one delis. So again, let's go over the Divrei Yechezkel. He's saying that a delis, even when it's open, is considered a Pesach. And the mechitza status of the delis still is retained, even though it's open. However, that's only if when the delis is open, it's going to be, when the delis is closed, the area is completely enclosed on all four sides. But if there are only two mechitzos, and then you have a delis, and therefore even when the delis is locked, you don't enclose the area because it's open on one side, then when you open the delis, it's not considered a Pesach, but rather a Siluk Mechitza. B'mikre kazeh, tzarech sheyeh lemakom shtei dlosos. And since you have two dlosos, and that gives you the potential of creating a makom sasum, right, it's sagur, because if both dlosos on both ends are locked, then you've completely encircled the area, is then the delis is considered a mechitza even when it's open. So that's according to the approach of Rashi and Tosfos. Now we go with the Ri, and the Ri is saying, oh, so one second. So let's just think about this. Yeah. So you require two dlosos, that's the most kasha, on both ends, and Enochinami, you'll require, I'm not sure, but theoretically you could require that the two doors are locked at night, or the potential that they could be locked, and therefore each one of these two dlosos serves as a mechitza, and if you only had one delis, then when you open the door, it would be a siluk mechitza. Mashenkin, if you have two dlosos, such that when the both dlosos are closed, the area is completely enclosed, then when you open the door, it's considered a Pesach and not a siluk mechitza. That's what we said according to Rashi and Tosfos. Now we get to the Ri. According to the Ri, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that Hillel, Beis Hillel, did not mention Ne'ulos Balayla. But Enochinami, if you had two mechitzos plus a delis, that would be fine, as long as it's Ne'ulos Balayla. So Don is saying, because if it's Ne'ulos Balayla, then it gets a shame mechitza. So in other words, Tosfos holds that the status of a delis as a third mechitza depends upon the contingency, or the condition is going to be that it's ne'ulos balayla. And that's the kasha the Gemara is asking on Beis Hillel. Why doesn't Beis Hillel require ne'ulos balayla? Just one second. So I asked you, what difference it makes if it's ne'ulos balayla? It doesn't really enclose the area. It's open from the fourth side. But that's a separate din in Hilchas Delis. You know, in the laws of a Delis, you know, does it have the status of a mechitza? So it's got to be permanent. What makes it permanent? I mean, the door is opening and closing. It's not really a permanent closure. What gives it the status as a mechitza? And the answer is, at night, you lock it up. And once at night you lock it up, that locking sort of generates the shei mechitza. And even during the day when you open the mechitza, it's not mafkir the shei mechitza. Okay. That's good. All right. Let's see if we can make a little progress. Vi Omar Ula, and this I think is another kasha that the Gemara is asking. Hani Abule de Mechoza, right? The gates of the city of Mechoza. Il Mole Dal Soseim Nil Olos Balayla means, if not for the fact that the doors on, I guess, on both ends are locked at night. Chayoven Aleim Mishus Mishus Arabin. So once again, we see from Ula that in order to be mafkir rishus harabim, you need dalsos ne'ulos balayla. Again, what's the Gemara's kashi here? So if you go with Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara is asking you need two dalsos, and that's what Ula is indicating. And that's against Beis Hillel, only requires one dalsos. If you go with the Shita the Ri, then apparently the emphasis here is Nin Olos, that you need that the Delos be locked. But here, wait a minute, here the Ri is going to be in trouble, because we're talking about the city of Mechoza. So the word Dalsosean clearly is referring to the Dalsos Bishnei Arashim. In other words, when were you talking about Yerushalayim, where there are other avenues? I'm sorry, I take it back. Yeah, the Ri is going to say that even in Mechoza, there were many different boulevards in the city. So the Lashon of Dalsos in plural is referring to many different, avenues. But really, you only need one Delos. But what you do need is that it be in Olos Balayla, and we suggested that's Don's suggestion that we need that in order to set up a Shem Mechitza. And yet, Beis Hillel only require a Delos without Ne'ulos Balayla, that's the Ri, or only require one Delos, that's the way Rashi and Tov. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. So Hachikom, I think, is going back to the Braisa of Chananya. Let's just see. The Braisa of Chananya begins with Ketzad Mi'arvim Derech Rishus Arabim. Is Hachikom. Ketzad Mi'arvim Mivos Hamifulashim Lirishus Arabim. Wow. We're adding a whole statement into the Braisa, which it doesn't say. And we're talking about, not a Rishus HaRavim, but we're talking about a Mavoi, in plural, Mavos, that open up on both their ends into Rishus HaRavim. And what do we have here? Is Oset Tzuris HaPesu Mikan V'lechi V'kor Mikan. Now, wait a second. Why is this any different than Rishus HaRabim itself? Maybe because it doesn't have Shishim Ribu, or it doesn't have 16 Amos. Maybe that's what it means. Are you following what bothers me here? Why is a Mavoi Mefulash any different than any Rishus HaRabim? But the answer is, I guess it's set aside from the Rishus HaRabim, it's set off from the Rishus HaRabim, and the Rabbim don't go this. You won't have Shishim Ribui in there. Or alternatively, it's not wide enough to be Rishus HaRabim. That's what I'm going to suggest. So the Tanakhama says, Ose Tzuris HaPesk Mikan V'lechi V'kor Mikan. So we have a picture of it here. Tzir Gimel. Okay, I mean, we've seen this picture in the past. There's nothing new. The Chananya Omer Shaldas Beit Shammai Osed Delos Mikan V'Delos Mikan Shiyotze V'Nichnas Noel U'Beisil Omerim Osed Delos Mikan V'Lechi V'Kora Mikan. So let's just think out loud here. Why is this Mavui? Why is this Mavui different than any other Mavui? Mefulash. I mean, all of a sudden, Beis Hillel require a Delos. I mean, we never required a Delos in the case of a Mavui. Yeah. In the Mishnah, back on Daf Beis, it says, Tikud Mavui Belechi O Bekora. All right, that's a Mavui She'ena Mefulash. But in the case of a Mavui Mefulash, we always assume that a Mavi Mefulash needs a Tzuris HaPesach on one side, a Lechi on the other side. Now we're adding a new condition. According to Beis Hillel, we need a Delos. That we never had before. Somebody comment on this? Take a look in your Gemara. If somebody makes a comment on this. What time is it? Oh. Alright, we're going to have to end over here. Let me just see. Did you send me 6B? Let me just see. I have 6A. Don, you have 6B there, right?
Yeah, I think I sent you through 7A, I think.
Oh, you did. Okay, so let... But do me a favor, if you can, unless you're in a rush, just take a look at 6B and tell me... And tell me if anybody makes a comment here, why Beis Hillel require a delis over here in this case? Ah. So you think you sent me until 7. It could be I didn't print them all out. Let's see, but I may have this page here. Yeah. So let's see, I see a footnote here. I don't know if it's relevant to us. And that is number... What number is it? Number
10.
Oh, number 10. Okay. It's very hard for me to see these numbers. He says, although not cited again here in the Gemara, it is understood that the dissenting views stated further in the Braisa, Hananya says, Beit Shammai say one constructs a door here and a door there, and when one exits in the closet, Beis Hillel say one constructs a door here and a lechiko there, also for the judgment of Mavui, that is not itself a Shusarab, but opens up both ends to a Shusarab. Yeah, that I understood, but why does Beis Hillel require a delis? Is this something that we should know about, that Beis Hillel require a delis in the case of a Mavui Mefulosh? That's a chiddush. That
Look at the picture inserted in footnote 9.
Okay, footnote 9.
Does that explain what you just read? There's like houses and a mavui on both sides, and I know the street narrows and it creates a mavui in the middle of the
right. Right, but
maybe
I'm just
what it's referring to?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a beautiful diagram of Mavos Mefuloshim, right? You got a Rosh Hashanah going, you know, east to west, and another Rosh Hashanah going east to west to the bottom, and there's a boulevard called a Mavui in between. Right? That word is Mavui in between, right? I can't make it out, but okay, it's a Mavui. So then the question is, why does Beis Hillel require a Delis? Oh, look at number 9. Taka, he says, these are streets that... Baruch Shekivanti. It means that this Mavui is not 16 amas wide, or they're not used... Oh, look at that. You know, I didn't cheat, I promise you. But what I said to you is exactly here in footnote number 9. Then he said that Mavui can sometimes be narrower than 16 amos and still be a Sarabim if the narrow Mavui is actually through street. Ah. Oh, so that's a problem. However, if the narrow Mavui is a mere side street that runs between one Rosh Sarabim and another, then it doesn't have... Okay, so he's talking about a slightly different issue, which has to be addressed, but nevertheless, that's not our issue. So again, you can have a Rosh Hashanah, and then it goes into a Mavui, and then into a Rosh Hashanah, in one straight line. That's a Rosh Hashanah, that's not a Mavui. A Mavui means you have a Rosh Hashanah this way, and a Rosh Hashanah that way, and a Mavui that cuts through the two.
Yes, the other picture.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, it's wonderful. But it doesn't help me. I'm trying to figure out why Beis Hillel require a Delis. Is that something that I should know about? It's not immediately intuitive. It's not something that I have encountered until now. It's a whole new discussion. That a Mavui Mefulosh, according to Beis Hillel, it's not enough to put a Tzuras HaPesach on one end and a Lechi on the other end, but rather we require a Delis at one end. And especially in the light of what we saw in the Re, that the Re holds that a Delis is Mamash HaMechitza. And especially if you lock it at night, you know, that all that discussion. So Adelis has a new status here. I don't know why Beis Hillel is not happy with and satisfied with a Tzuras HaPesach. Why do they upgrade it from a Tzuras HaPesach to Adelis? So maybe Belineta tomorrow will be smarter about this. Okay, there are both sides. Have a wonderful day.